Hello, everybody. It's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and I'm talking to Emma again. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emily.
And for those of you that heard our podcast yesterday, you will know that Emma is my boss, and I've had to bring her into this podcast to make sure that I don't make any extravagant promises about the Willow Project. And the topic of this podcast is what is next for the Willow Project. So jump in and stop me if I start getting too excitable, but we're hoping to set up a national network, aren't we, of Willow Projects around the United Kingdom.
Yes, we are. Emily has been so brilliant, obviously, over the last couple of years, that the interest in the work of the Willow Project and the issues around rural specific domestic abuse has meant that other counties are interested in getting involved. So yes, we're looking to apply for funding to run a national network of rural domestic abuse awareness.
We are. Obviously, I have paid Emma to say how wonderful I am. It's something I am very excited about, and I think the rest of the team are excited about. We never realised, did we, when we first started the Willow Project, how much interest there would be in rural abuse from all these other counties.
I think we're the ones that have pioneered the way to highlight what the issues are, what the differences are. And the film that was produced a couple of years ago, I think, is the best way to communicate the nuances and the differences. And because the film's been so successful, we are looking at producing another film, aren't we?
Yes, The Willows Part 2, which will take a bit more of a deeper dive into the story of Peter and where he's going now since Dawn has left him, I think is what we're looking at.
Yeah, I never like part twos. We need to come up with a better name. But
yes, Peter, but, the return.
Yeah, but we are quite excited about getting another film made and being able to get the messages across in a way that people can really relate to, which I think, you know, in a film, especially a film that was delivered to the standard and quality of The Willows, that, you know, that does get out there to everybody.
Absolutely. And thank you very much to Rural Media, who we partnered with to deliver the film, the first film, and who we will work with again for the next film. It's been viewed over 16,000 times now, I think it is. And all over the world, I've had emails from America and also New Zealand from people that have watched it abroad. Obviously, if they want me to come and do a specialist talk in person, I'm more than happy to do so.
Yes, but it'll have to be all expenses paid, because I don't think Rural Action Derbyshire would be able to fund that one.
No. And I think I'd need you to come and help carry my bags as well, wouldn't you?
You're too kind. Also, I'd like to add that Derbyshire Police and Crime Commissioner Angelique Foster has been very supportive of the work. And without their support and without their funding, we wouldn't have ever even got started.
Absolutely,
and
right.
So now that we're looking at going national, it really is testament to their dedication against rural crime and the support that they've given us, Rural Action Derbyshire, for our work with the Willow Project.
Absolutely. And we do have a podcast coming up with the Commissioner in the next couple of weeks, I think it is, to talk to her about her rural crime plan that's been developed, and also to talk about what she's achieved over the last 3 years, what her and her team have achieved. So really looking forward to that. And really all that's left to say is, if you are listening to this from another county outside of Derbyshire and you are interested in becoming part of this network of rural domestic abuse support agencies, then please email me here at Rural Action Derbyshire my email will be in the blurb that accompanies the podcast, and I will get straight back in touch with you, because this is something that's definitely going to happen one way or another.
Yes, by hook or by crook, Emily will make sure that the Willow Project goes national.
I will. Thank you so much again for talking to me. Obviously, I do talk to you every day.
Yes, but thank you. There's no escape.
Thank you for doing this podcast with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
Yeah. Cheers. Bye.